we begin Maseches Megillah now. And the Mishnah tells us, a very long Mishnah, discusses the various days that the Megillah is read during Adar. So the Mishnah says, Megillah nikres b'yud aleph, b'yud beis, b'yud gimel, b'yud aleph, b'tesvav. There are 5 days that the Megillah may be read between the 11th and the 15th of Adar. So the Gemara, Mishnah explains, l'pachas l'yoser, no less than this, no more, meaning not before this, not before the 11th, not after the 15th. So krachim hamukafim chomam yomos yishu benun, korim b'tesvav. The cities that are surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. The Gemara is going to explain why Yeshua ben Nun's time. So those cities we'll read on the 15th, that's Shushan Purim. Kfarim v'ayaros gedolos korim b'yadalad. The villages and other cities that are not walled are going to read on the 14th. Ela, shekfarim mikad makdim mil yom haknisa. However, there's a difference between the kfarim and ayaros. Even though ideally both of them do read on the 14th, there are going to be certain times where the kfarim, the small villages, are going to read earlier than the 14th, sometime between the 11th, 12th, and 13th, on the day of Yom HaKnisah. The Gemara is going to explain all this. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi explains, Ela shekfarim makdimim liyom HaKnisah. This is towards the top. Rashi says, Kolomar, Miach Hashem mukafin korin b'tezvav, after the fact that the walled cities read on the 15th, Ushein mukafin korin b'yudal, and the non-walled cities on the 14th, Hari HaKol B'lchal. So everything's included. We've covered all the cities. There's either walled cities or not walled cities. Everything's included. So how in the world do we find that you're ever going to read in the 11th, 12th, and 13th? So Rashi explains, Elisha kfarim nasu lehem chacham rishus. Chacham gave permission to these villages, lahaktim kriyasa liyom haknisa, to allow them to read earlier to what's called as the Yom Knisa. What's Yom Knisa? It's Yom Sheni b'Shabbos shelfnei yadal. It's the Monday prior to the 14th, or Chamisha b'Shabbos, or the Thursday prior to the 14th, and Misha will explain all the various situations. Shehu Yom HaKnisa, the Mondays and Thursdays were the days of the Knisa, the day they would enter, they would gather. Shekfarim miskansin le'ayaros le'mishpa. The villages would come into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays for a court case, l'fishe bote dinim yoshvin b'ayaros b'sheni v'chamishi, because the Ketekanas Ezra, Ezra was misakin that on the Mondays and Thursdays, that's when the basins are going to convene. V'kfarim einan makin l'kros, and additionally, the kfarim don't know how to read. V'tzichan shikreno lehem echam ibnei ha'ir, so they need one of the members of the large cities who are a little bit more learned, or at least there's a larger population, higher chances that someone there will be a Baal Kari. So the villages will go to the big cities to find the Baal Kari there in the large cities. Lohe tshvichum chacham lisacher lavo b'yom yidalad. So they didn't want to be matriach them to go in twice, because since the villages were going in already Monday and Thursdays, and the 14th turned out to be on a Tuesday, Wednesday, for example, they have to go not twice during the week, but they have to go 3 times during the week. So for that reason, Mekil want them to come earlier. So it's just so interesting that, how often do we have a court case we have to go to? So Monday and Thursday, you have to go twice a week to go for Yom HaKnisah for a court case, and you have to go hear the Megillah reading would be a third time. So I guess they apparently had to go to Mishpat pretty often that it became a tircha for them. Okay. So then the Mishon try to figure out, okay, so that helps us with the daytime reading. What about the nighttime reading, though? We know in Purim we read at nighttime and the daytime. So during the daytime, Monday and Thursdays, the villagers would go to the big cities so they could hear the reading. But what happens at nighttime? So different options are given. One opinion thinks that the big cities would send someone out to the villages for the nighttime reading. So let's say Sunday night or Wednesday night, they'd send somebody out there. Actually, I guess it'd probably be the night would be before they would read. So let's say they would go. No, they'd read Monday, Thursday anyway. So, yeah, they'd send somebody out Sunday night or Wednesday night. They'd send someone, a Baal Kari from the big cities, to go laying for the villages on those evenings. So I'm not sure, once that's the case, why not send somebody out on the Tuesday or Wednesday if it happens to be the 14th? So I'm not sure how they respond to that. Others say that each individual will read on their own at nighttime. So that tells me that means individuals knew how to read. So they knew how to read, so why are they going to the big cities? So I'm not sure what the answers to all these questions are. But that's one of the questions is, how do they accomplish the reading at nighttime? Okay, so then the Mishnah Gal goes through, step by step, all the different days between the 11th and 15th, how it works out. So Mishnah says, Ketzad. Chal yos yadal b'sheni. If the 14th of Adar falls out on a Monday, so then everything's pretty simple. Kfarim vayeros gedolos korin babayom. The big cities, whether it's a village or unwalled city read on the 14th. U'mokafet suchoma l'machar, and the walled cities read on the next day, which is Tuesday. However, chalnios b'shlishi, if the 14th falls out on a Tuesday, or on a Wednesday, kfar makdimim liyom haknisa, the villages read earlier, they go earlier on a Monday, which is going to be either the 13th or 12th. So vayeros gedolos karim b'yom, and the large cities won't change their day. They're going to read on either Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever it falls out, the actual 14th. U'mokos chom l'machar, and the very next day, the 15th, the walled cities will read. If, let's say, chalios b'chamishi, if the 14th falls out on Thursday, so again, kfarim vayeros gedolos karim b'yom, the villages and the big cities, unwalled cities, will read on the 14th on Thursday. U'mokos chom l'machar, and the next day on Friday, the walled cities will read. Chalios Erev Shabbos, if it falls out on Friday the 14th, then Kfar Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, so the villages have to read earlier on a Thursday, the day before, which is the 13th. And then Ayaros Gedolos Mokvas Choma Korma B'yom. Now this is interesting because this already changes somewhat. On Friday, the unwalled cities read because that's the 14th. What about the walled cities? The walled cities, a day of the 15th, falls out on Shabbos. We can't read on Shabbos, as we know, the Gemara is going to tell us, because there's a Gzera, they're concerned that a person outside an Erev and Bichai V'Hotzah. So therefore, they can't read on the 15th, so they made you read it, laying the Megillah earlier on the 5th, on the 14th on Friday. So that's a situation where the walled cities, even they, will read on the 14th. Then, let's say, Chalios B'Shabbos. Let's say the 14th falls out on Shabbos. Now, nobody can read on Shabbos. So what happens here? So the Mishnah explains, Kfarm Vayaros Gdolos Makdimim B'Karan Liyom HaKnisa. So now, not only do the villagers read on the 14th, on the Thursday rather, before, but even the big cities that are on walled read on the Thursday. You would have thought maybe they should read on Friday, just push them off one day earlier to Friday, which is the 13th. Then no, once they're pushing off anything, let's push them off to the Thursday, to the 12th. U'mokos choma l'machar, and the walled cities will read on Sunday, which is the 15th, which is their normal day of reading. And then the final example is chalios achar Shabbos. If it falls out on Sunday, that means the 14th is on a Sunday, so kfar makdim liyom haknisa, the kfarim have to be pushed all the way back to the previous Thursday, which is the earliest day we could possibly read, which turned out to be the 11th. Ayaros gedolos karim b'yom, the large unwalled cities will read on the Sunday, which is the 14th. Ulamachar umokos chom ulamachar, and the walled cities will read the next day on Monday, which is the 15th. So those are all the different scenarios of when the 14th will fall out. Just interesting to note that the example started from the Monday, it goes from Monday to Sunday. I would have thought from Sunday to Shabbos, because that's how we normally view your calendar, unless the Mishnah is going along with the working week, which starts from Monday. The business calendar sometimes have the Monday is the first day of the week, and Shabbos Sunday is like the weekend. So maybe that's what the Mishnah was working with, but I don't think Sunday was viewed as a day off in the times of the Mishnah. Okay. So the Gemara says, now Megillah nikreis b'yud aleph minalan. How do we know? What's the source? We know Megillah is based on the Megillah's Esther, Psukim. So we need to find the Pasuk in the Megillah's Esther that proves to us, that allows us to read in the 11th. If we read the Psukim, it tells us the 14th and the 15th are the days. How do you know the 11th and 12th and 13th the Megillah may be read? So the Gemara explains, minalan, k'da b'yinu l'meimar, come on, what do you mean? What are you looking for a source? It's not based on a source. The Chachamim, we need to say later on that the Chachamim told us that the villages could read earlier, so in order for them to be able to provide food for their brothers in the cities. So the Gemara later on is going to discuss exactly what the reason of this was for, why they had to be able to. But look at Rashi. Rashi just explains, Kadeshi Yisafku Shepenuyim Biyom Purim. They should be available on the day of Purim, lehaspik tzarchei sudas Purim legave bnei hayaros. So the villagers were the ones who would be farming the land and bringing the vegetables and the fruit and all the produce to be sold. So if they're busy on the Purim themselves listening to the Megillah, no one's going to be in the market selling food for the Suda. So they say, no, let's get you out of the way. Let's get the villagers knocked off. You come in a day earlier or 2 days earlier, listen to Megillah, your Yotzi Mitzvah, and this way you're available to serve the big cities and provide them with the food so that they could have what to buy in the shuk earlier. But we see here, though, that it wasn't a din in Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is how we refer to Psukim found in Tanakh. In Nach, that is. So it's not based on a pasuk that we read earlier. It's based on a special takanas chachamim. So what's the Gemara looking for a source for? There's no source. It's a din chachamim. Chachamim made a takana. So the Gemara says, no. Anan hachi kamin. And this is what we mean to say. Michti. Kula anshe knesa gedola takninu. All the various perm days was instituted by the anshe knesa gedola. If you're going to tell me that they only said you could lay in the 14th to 15th, could a later basin come and be ochre, uproot an initial takana made by the Anshe Knesset Gedolah? We have the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah we saw as quoted earlier. I think we saw it recently. I thought we did. That Ein basin yachol vata divrei basin chaveiro. This comes up a few places. It came up in Beta, I know for sure. That one basin cannot be mevatel another basin's ruling, ela imkein gadol mimenu b'chachma uv'minim, unless that second basin is as great, if not greater, in both wisdom and with number, and then the quality and quantity. That certainly is never going to be, has not been the case since Anshe Knesset Gedolah. There has never been a basin that we've had that surpassed the status of Anshe Knesset Gedolah. So if Anshe Knesset Gedolah was misakin only the 14th to 15th, how can then a later basin say, no, you could read in the 11th, 12th, and 13th? So therefore, it must be that Ela Pshita Kula Anshe Knesset Gedolah Takino, it must be that all of Anshe Knesset Gedolah, they established all the days between from the 11th to the 15th. And now the question is, where do we see this hinted in the Torah? And the Gemara says further, Sahecha Remiza. So where was this hinted in the Psukim of Megillas Esther? Because Anshe Knesset Gedolah was the one who put together, who wrote Megillas Esther, they must have put a remez somewhere in the Megillas Esther to the ideas of reading earlier, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So Gemara now is going to analyze the Psukim, how we see this. Gemara says, Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, L'kayim esimei Purim ha'ela bizmaneim. Pasuk says, in order to fulfill the days of Purim in these times. Zmanim harbe takinelei. So we need my name, and they made it multiple times. So initially, the Gemara thinks this must be the proof that there are multiple times to read the Megillah. So Gemara says, "Hami bar legufe." What do you mean? What, you can't look at drasha. That's how you read the pasuk. Pasuk says that the Megillah can be read in multiple times, the 14th and 15th. So you get, what's the drasha? That's how you read the pasuk. That's what the sentence should be saying. Or says no. Imkain lema kral. The pasuk should have said zman. Read it in its proper time. My is my name. The word my name seems to be different than the word it needs to be presented as. The extra words, letters, yud-hei, mem, are extra. So this sounds like Zman Tuva. There are multiple times, not simply the times that we mentioned before in the Psukim, namely the 14th and 15th. Zman name seems to be including additional days. The Gemara says, no, Akati lo mibayle. It's still, that Pasuk, the word my name, is still needed for another drasha. It's not coming to include other days. It comes to tell me another halacha. What's the other halacha? Zmano shazeh lo kizmano shazeh. This time is not like the other time. That the pasuk already tells us in the before we didn't see this quoted yet that you could read in the 14th and 15th. But you might think maybe you could read in either one or both of them. Maybe the option you could switch it around. So my name tells me them they each have the respective times that each one stands alone. You can't overlap it. Look at the bottom Rashi, bottom right. Rashi says zmano shel mokvin lav kizmano shel prozim. The walled cities is not like the unwalled cities time. If it just says bizman hava mashma, it would have implied zman echa. There's one zman. They all have the same time, the 14th and 15th. For all cities, all have the same zman. They're 2 days, but still, they're all the same time. So, ibar likrei biabaisar, ibar likrei bichamesar, and you might have the option of the 14th and 15th. The word zman ne'am means another two separate distinct times. The 14th for the unwalled cities only, and the 15th for the walled cities only. That's what my name teaching me, and not to include additional days of reading. So says the Gemara, Imkain, if that was the drasha that we needed, Lemakra Zmanam, it should say their time. Not their times. Their time is, I have a time on the 14th, and you have a time on the 15th. Their time. Not their time. Their time sounds like each of them have multiple times. So the Gemara says, Mai Zmanehem, their times. Shmasmina Kulu. To teach me all of it. Teaches me that they all have distinct times, but also there are additional zmanim other than the ones that are explicitly listed in the psukim. So, Eimakul zmanim tuva. So maybe it means many times. Why are we limiting it to only the 11th, 12th, and 13th? Maybe it means you could read the entire Adar, you have all the time in the world to read. Where do we know to limit it to just these three extra days? So the Gemara says, because the drush of Zmanayim, the word Zmanayim, has to be dumya to Dizman, it has to be similar to the word Zmanam, because Banam is really the word that the Pasuk needed. The word Zmanayim was extra. So Zmanayim must be similar to Zmanam. Mazmanam Trey, just like the initial times of the 14th and 15th are 2. Af Zmanayim Trey, so too, with what we learn from the word Zmanayim is only an additional 2. We're only exacting what we had initially. So Mar says, okay, so if we're adding 2 days only, just like 14th and 15th, we need to add 2 days, Ema, Tresar, Vitzlesar. Maybe let's add the 12th and the 13th. That makes the most sense. Where does the 11th come in? That's a third day. So the mission explains, Kidamar of Shmuel, Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel, Zman Kihila Lecholhi, Velotarach Libuye, Hachanami, Yud Gimel, Zman Kihila Lecholhi, Velotarach Libuye. The 13th is what's called in the Mishnah, in the Gemara here, is Zman Kihila. We'll get to what that means in a second. It's a time of gathering, and therefore it was unneeded to be included in from Psukim. So it was obvious. The 13th was learned from a different reason, and the 11th and 12th were the 2 days that were added in. So again, the Pasuk tells me the 14th to 15th. The 13th, we know you read on because Zman Kila, whatever that means. It's a Zman Kila, it's a day of gathering, so that certainly you could read on. So what's my name coming to include? It's coming to include 2 additional days. Well, which 2 additional days is it coming to include? It's coming to include the days before, the 11th and the 12th. So what's Zman Kihila? So if you look at Rashi, top left now, there's no Tosfos on the page, so Rashi carries over to the next side of the page. Rashi writes, Zman Kihila Lecholhi. Hacha Nikalul Hinake Moivayim, where Klai Yisrael gathered together to take revenge from their enemies, Bein B'Shushan, Bein B'Shar Mikomos, whether it was in Shushan, the capital itself, or whether it was in cities throughout the governing provinces of Achashverosh, Kimosha Kosa B'Sefer, just like it's written in Megillah, Hilkach Lotzarach Krali Rubuye Shehi Roi L'Karya D'Ikar HaNes Haya. Says Rashi, the Ikar Nes occurred on the 13th. That's when they were given permission to gather together and to defend themselves and to take revenge. That happened on the 13th. So that's Pasha. That's what the Ikar Nes was, says Rashi. That's Pasha. That's the reason why they were able to lay in on that day without needing a Pasuk. The Rabbeinu Tam's quoted as saying, Zman Kila means it was the day of the Tainus Tzibor. Day of Tainus Tzibor of the Megillas Esther. To remember that, so that's why, just like they gathered during the times of Megillah for fasting on the 13th, so too we gather together on the 13th, and therefore it's there's no need to include a pasuk, have a pasuk to include the 13th as a day of reading. Now, there's a long discussion here. What comes out of these psukim, however, from Rabbeinu Tam in particular, that it it's Rashi. I forget Rashi, Tosos, Rashi. I don't remember exactly, but according to one of the languages, it's come down that. That Tainus Esther is actually a happy fast day. Normally the fast day is the Tainus Tzibor we have. Tishrei B'Av certainly is Avelis. Shavuos B'Tammuz, Tzom G'dalia, all these things are sad fast days. Somehow took were a day that happened as part of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and other bad events. When it comes to Megillas Esther, it happens to be a celebration of the Nes that occurred. So we're only replicating what they did, but not as a sad day for ourselves. It's supposed to be a celebration. They fast and we're entered. We're supposed to be happy as well. Happens to be a simcha day. Because of that, there are many kulas that exist on Tainus Esther. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Ema shitzar v'shivsa, the Gemara says. So now we know, the 14th and the 15th you read on because the pasuk says. The 13th you also read on because it's what's known as Zman Kila. Then we have Zmanayim comes to include 2 other dates. So which other dates? The Gemara first said, well, the 11th and 12th. Let's make them earlier. So now we have from the 11th to the 15th. The Gemara is suggesting that maybe it should be added on afterwards. Maybe we know the 14th, 13th, 14th, 15th, we know. Maybe add on 2 days at the end to the 16th and the 17th, the Gemara suggests. The Gemara says that is impossible because the Pasuk says, v'lo yavor, if it says v'lo yavor, and the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, don't pass. Don't lane beyond the 15th. The 15th is the last time you can lane. So therefore, the 2 days that are being included must be 2 days prior, namely the 11th and the 12th. So that's all according to the first man number of Shemon ben Bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That whole Shak L'Tarya, how we know that the 11th and 12th and 13th can be included. Now the Gemara is going to bring a different approach in the name of Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar, he gives the following explanation, how we know you can read on all these extra days. Amar Kray says the Pasuk in Megillas Esther says, Kayamim Hashem Nachu Behem Hayudim, so like the days that the Yehudim rested in the times of Esther. Yamim Kiyamim, why does it say Kiyamim? What's the Joshua Kiyamim? The Rabbos Yud Alf Yud Beis, Kiyamim sounds like those days are extra days. So because the days are listed in the 14th and the 15th. And then it says, Kayamim, like those days. Sounds like we're adding those days, just like the 14th and 15th. So that comes to include which 2 days? The 11th and the 12th. Why is we going to go to going through a very similar Shakler Atari as we saw above? Ema. Maybe. Tresar V'Tlesar. So maybe you should say that the 2 days are coming to be added on are the 12th and the 13th, in addition to the 14th and the 15th. So Gemara quotes what we said above as well. I'm Rabbi Shimon Bar Yitzchak. Yud Gimel Zman Kilel Chol Hivel Tzach Rebui. The 13th is a day of gathering, and there's no need to bring a pasuk to include it. So therefore, the 11th and 12th are the days that are going to be included. The Gemara says, well, the Ema should serve a shift, so maybe it's coming to include 2 days afterwards, namely the 16th and the 17th. Says the Gemara again, V'lo Yavor, because if it's written V'lo Yavor, you cannot read beyond, you cannot pass the days of 15th without reading Megillas Esther. So those are the two basic sources, either Kiyamim or Bizmanim. So Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani, my time lo amar mi Bizmanim. Why didn't he use the initial Joshua of mi Bizmanim? Gemara says, because he thinks Zman, Zmanam, Zmanim, those Joshuas, those different levels, lo mashma lo, and not, don't imply any type of Joshua. So he therefore rejected the first explanation. And Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, my time lo amar mi Kiyamim. Why does he not use the word Kiyamim, the Joshua of Kiyamim? That pasuk tell me the generations. It's saying, and the generations to come, the doros, you should read kiyamim like the days of old. Not to tell me that the added days, kiyamim, these days, like those days, are adding on additional days. No, it's saying in the doros, you should have celebrations like the days they had celebration during the times of Megillas Esther, and therefore you cannot use the word kiyamim as a drasha. Just to read inside in Rashi for a second. Rashi, around 10 lines from the left, 10 lines down in the left column, he says, L'doros hu dechsev. So he says, L'hachi shayach lishne dekro kiyamim. That's why the word needs kiyamim. Kolomer, in other words, Yasu l'doros yudal v'tesvav. If for generations, in l'doros, one should make celebrations on the 14th and 15th. Kashi hayab b'maneis. Just like there were celebrations during the times of the miracle, Yomim Asher Nachu Behem, like the days they rested in the times of Mordechai and Esther. Hokach lo ikel ruba imhacha shnayim achem. Therefore, you cannot use the word Kiyamim to include additional days. So now the Gemara says, this whole discussion we had, this whole Mishnah, that one has the right to read from the 11th and the 5th, from the 11th to the 15th. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara rather says, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Kiva, Simasa. This Mishnah, it only goes according to Rabbi Kiva, the Darish Man Zmanim Zmanim, that he learns a drasha of these words. So, what do you mean Simasa? What does Simasa mean? Rabbi Kiva Simasa. So, you look at Rashi, on the left side also, Rashi says, Zu Divrei Rabbi Kiva, Hachi Gamar Rabbi Yochanan, Mirabe, Demasisin Rabbi Kiva, Amra. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement. Rabbi Yochanan was explaining this. He says he had a Masur from his Rebbe, that Rabbi Kiva is the author of the Mishnah. So why do we say Rabbi Kiva stimasa? What does that mean, stimasa? So stimasa says, Rashi, harbe stam mishnah. There are many stam Rebbe. So Rebbe, who is the one who compiled the Mishnahs, he oftentimes did stam. Stam means clothes. He didn't tell us who authored the Mishnah. So whenever he said, many times, not all of them, most of the time he assumed it's Rabbi Meir. Stam mishnah is Rabbi Meir. But many times when there's stam mishnah, Rashi tells us, is actually divrei Rabbi Akiva. So that's the first mandam of Rashi. That's what means stimasa. Rabbi Kiva, this stam mishnah here is not Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Kiva. But then Rashi goes on to explain the H Mefarshim. There's another explanation here. Stimasa means kol astumim tamidav hayu. All the stumim, all the closed mishnahs, all the ones that are unauthored, are really students of Rabbi Akiva. Kida amar b'sanhedrin. Stam mishnah Rabbi Meir. That's the normal line we know. Stam tosefta Rabbi Nechemia. If there's a tosefta without an author, that we assume is Rabbi Nechemia. Stam Sifra. Sifra is the Medrash on Vayikra. It's also known as the Taras Kohanim. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Kulo, so all them, Simasa, Ali, with Rabbi Kiva, they all go according to Rabbi Kiva. These three students, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Meir, and, sorry, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yehuda, were all Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva. Achkasha Beinai, he doesn't like this so much because the Farish came Shematina Bakaman Bakomas Bashem Rabbi Elzbar Yossi, Stimasa Rabbi Minhacham Bar Rabbi Yossi, Stimasa Lakaman Perak Bene Ha'ir. There are a number of other times we find other Mishnayos that were Stam Mishnayos were not listed by Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says again, our Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Akiva, who makes the drasha of Zmanam Zmanam Zman Zmanam Zmanam. Aval, Chacham Omer, the Chacham who argue in Rabbi Akiva, Ein Karun Osa El Bezmanam. You are only allowed to read it in its proper time, which means the 14th and the 15th, no other days, not the 11th, 12th, nor 13th. The Gemara asks on Meisivei, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Ei Masai Bezman Shashanam Kitiknan, Yisrael Shum Al Al Masam. When is it true? When were the Chachamim Makil to allow the villages to read on the earlier days? When was that true? In the times when the years were Ketiknan. What does the years Ketiknan mean? So Rashi explains here also, Bezman Shashanam Ketiknan, Shashanam Misabros Alpi Bezdin, that when Basin are the ones who are Mi'abra the Shana, they tell us which years they need to add an extra month, which ones not to. And further, V'chadashim HaMekadashim Bezdin. Then also when the months are Mimikadish and Bezin, and the new moon, and the Shulch and Shluchain, Lodiya Leimasai Huktish Nisan, went to let people know, they send the messengers out to tell us when Nisan was going to be new. Vosim Moadim Apich Shluchain, they also established Moadim based on the messengers. So that's, this whole mission is only true when Bezin is really in control, and when Klai Yisrael is Shruin Al Basin, when they're living in Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, since we don't have Bezdin establishing the years of the months, and we're not living there to Yisrael, Bezman Hazeh, whole Mistaklin Ba, in Korn Osa El Bezman. Since we look forward to it, we'll look at Rashi in a second what that means, we only read during the proper Zman, only on the 14th or 15th. So Rashi says, Aval Bezman Hazeh, Shepasku Kolei, we don't have that Bezdin. The Yisrael Nefradu, and Klai Yisrael is dispersed throughout the world, and the messengers will not reach. The word will not get out to the Yisrael. I called Tzof in the Mikra Megillah. Everyone looking forward to Mikra Megillah. Why? Vomim Yom Yadal Ba'adar Kriyan and HaMegillah. So today we read the Megillah, which is the 14th Adar. The Omrim Yom Yadal Ba'adar Kriyan and HaMegillah Nishar Al-Adar B'Tesvav Yom in Adar. B'Tesvav Yom Shon Nisan and 15 days of Nisan. Osim Pesach, that's when they have to know Pesach. I mean, normally they relied on the Shluchim to tell them when Nisan is going to be and when Pesach is going to be. They didn't have that ability anymore because they're so dispersed and Basin wasn't in control anymore. So Adar Purim was the indicator for them when Pesach is going to be. V'im taktim kriyas, Rashi continues. And if you read the Megillah earlier, Yasu Pesach l'sof shtoshim yom, they're going to calculate 30 days from when they read the Megillah, shel kriya, v'nim tzu ochlin mechametz b'yam achron shel Pesach. So they're going to start Nisan, rather Pesach, on the 13th, thinking it's the first day. And they're going to celebrate for 7 days, and they're going to finish Pesach on the 20th. And then the 21st, they're going to eat chametz, and really the 21st is still considered part of Pesach. So for that reason, they said nowadays, Adar Purim is known as the indicator of Pesach, and we're not going to change the 14th and the 15th, the only days that we allow you to read the Megillah. Okay, so we haven't gotten to the question as of yet. The Braisa continues now and says, Rabbi Huda, Aliba Deman, Rabbi Huda was the one who said this. That only in those days do we do the 11th through the 15th, but not Bezman Hazeh. So Yehuda Aliba Deman, who was he going according to? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Kiva, if he was going according to Rabbi Kiva, who says, we said before, he was the author of our Mishnah, and then according to Rabbi Kiva, Afi Bezman Hazeh Yisrael Haita Kantar. Apparently Rabbi Kiva felt that even Bezman Hazeh, you're allowed to read from the 11th to the 15th. How do we know Rabbi Kiva's statement meant to be Bezman Hazeh? Maybe Rabbi Kiva's statement allowing you to read for the 15th only applied during the Zman of Bezin, not Bezman Hazeh. So Rashi tells us that. Rashi says, Bezman Hazeh, Nami Isa Lahatakanta. Dhar Rabbi Kiva, Bezman Hazeh, Havav, Amar Rabbi Masisim de Makdimim. Rabbi Kiva lived after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and still he made the statement. So even Bezman Hazeh, where we're not Shun Al-Admasan, and we're not having the Bezin Shram Ketikdam, yet still Rabbi Kiva permitted you to read in the 11th through 15th, so Rabbi Kiva cannot be the one who Rabbi Huda is explaining. Because again, Rabbi Kiva thinks all times you could read from 11th through the 15th. Ella, I'll leave the Rabbanon. It must be that Rabbi Huda is commenting according to the Rabbanon. And what's he saying? And he says, "Ubizman shasham." Above, we said the Rabbanan said, "You always read the 14th, 15th. We don't have these drushas." So if he's going, if Rabbi Yehuda is explaining Rabbanan, what comes out is elalava leave the Rabbanan. Ubizman shasham ketiknun. If you saw shurin al masam, when the years were established according to Beis Din, and when Klaisa was living in Eretz Yisrael, miyakrinan, we would read even according to the chachamim. They would agree you read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th if needed. Tiyufta the Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta. This is a Tiyufta because Rabbi Yochanan above said that our Mishnah does not go according to the Chachamim. Well, this Brisa seems to say the Chachamim do agree to our Mishnah. That's the Tiyufta according to Rabbi Yochanan. This is the Brisa that is unanswerable for Rabbi Yochanan. Mar now presents an Ikadamri, a little bit different version than we had above. Ikadamri, Amar Rabba bar Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zu Divrei Rabbi Kiyos Timasa. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, like we said above. Nowadays, since we look to Purim, Purim is the indicator for when Pesach is, so the Chum only allow you to read on the 14th to 15th and no earlier. Gemara now brings the Brisa. Tani Namihachi, the Brisa says the same idea. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when is this true that you could read earlier? Bizman Shashanam Kitiknan Visal Shunal Ramasan, when Beis Din is in control of the years and months, and when Klaus was living in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Bizman Hazen, nowadays, Harold Mstaklin Ba in Karnal Sael Bizmana, same idea above. And Rashi Amar Kashla Rehuda, Adi Rehuda, there seems to be a stira of one statement of Rabbi Huda and another statement of Rabbi Huda. He asks the steer. We haven't seen the steer just yet. He's just giving us a preview. Umokun lola brisa could be used to be Yehuda. And we're going to answer the question by saying the brisa is not Rabbi Yehuda. It's actually Rabbi Yossi, the son of Yehuda. So, this is the question. Umi, I'm Rabbi Yehuda bizman hazeh. Hol mistakna ba'in akorna sal bizmana. Does Rabbi Yehuda really say, bizman hazeh, we only read on the 14th and the 15th since that's the indicator when Pesach is. Does he really say that? We're mini. When do the Kfarim read earlier? You only read earlier if these villages would end up normally going to the cities on the third Monday and Thursdays. There were some villages that always stayed in their village and never went to the big city. In these places, the She'en Nechlasin B'Sheni B'Chamishi, where they would not go to the big cities on the Monday and Thursdays, then in Kornos El Bezmana, then you only read it on the proper time, which means the 14th or 15th. Now, however, limud here. Malkum shenichnasim b'sheni v'chamishi, the days that the villages would go in on Monday and Thursdays, miyakrinan, they would read, v'afil b'zmanazeh, heimin b'zmanazeh. And this is all according to Yehuda. Yehuda makes no distinction of b'zmanazeh versus not. So this Bryce in the name of Yehuda tells me that even b'zmanazeh, they read earlier, but above Yehuda told us that only in those days, but b'zmanazeh, they don't read earlier. So what's the story? B'zmanazeh, are we allowed to read earlier like the second brisa? Or are we not allowed to read earlier like the first brisa? And the Gemara answers, Moki lo le brisa, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. This second brisa is not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We have to change the gears. That means Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. And that's how Rabbi Ashi wiggles out of this brisa. Gemara says, wait a second, you could just do that? Mishim dekashi le Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, Moki lo le brisa, Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. Because your problem, there's a kasha between Rabbi Yehuda, you could just erase a couple words and add a couple words and just change it. Oh, it must be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. You have the authority to do that? So Gemara says, Rav Ashi Shmilei d'ika t'tanei la Rabbi Yehuda. V'ika t'tanei la Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi had a masorah. He knew that there was a brisa out there that was according to Rabbi Yehuda, and there was another brisa that was according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Okay, that was the masorah that he knew. And umbe d'kashi lei d'Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. And once he came across the stira between two different brises, Amar Man Detani Lake Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Dafka, the one Man Detani Lake Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Dafka. So the one, he said, it must be the one who presented the brise as being authored by Rabbi Yehuda, must have been Lav Dafka, he must have not been so exact when memorizing the brise. And the one I heard in the past that the Bryce was listed, was read by, was stated by Rabbi Yehuda, that one was Dafka, that one was exact, that was precise. So again, he doesn't normally just go around and change authors of Mishnayos, but this particular scenario, he had such a Mesorah of one being authored by Rabbi Yehuda, one being authored by Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, and therefore he had the ability, in order to answer such a stirrup, he then had the right to say that the author was someone other than it was. Okay. So this whole first section tells us all about the sources of reading the 11th, 12th, and 13th, in addition to the 14th and 15th. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss another part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Kirachim hamukafin chomos miyos b'shua ben nun korin b'chamisha alasar, that the walled cities, all the way from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, had the right to read earlier on the 15th. Not earlier, rather, their day was the 15th. So, Menachem Mili, how do we know exactly that the walled cities would read on the 15th? The Gemara explains as follows. Amar Rava, Damar Kral, the Pasuk in Esther tells us, Al Kain, Hayhudim HaPrazim HaYoshim B'Ari HaPrazos, the Gomer, that the rest of the Pasuk says that Osin es yom arba asar lechodesh adar simcho mishtav yom tov mishlach maros yishlareu. So we know already the pasuk tells us earlier that the 14th and 15th are days of kriyas megillah, and this pasuk tells me that who reads on the 14th? The prazim are the open cities. The open cities they read on the 14th. The unwalled cities. So gemara's medayik mid the prazim by basar, and the fact that the prazim, the unwalled cities, are reading on the 14th tells us that the mokfid b'chamishasar, and the walled cities read on the 15th. That's the drasha. Where it says that's still not so clear. Ema, prazim barbasar. You're right. I can't argue in the fact that the pasuk says the unwalled cities read on the 14th, but that doesn't tell me necessarily what happens on the 15th. It's possible to say the dik is mukvin klal klal lo. Maybe the walled cities shouldn't read at all because there's no explicit pasuk telling me what the walled cities do. Maybe the walled cities should absolutely do nothing. Where it says lo. Lav Yisrael Ninu, are they not Jewish? What do you mean? They're not also obligated in remembering the days that happened? Doesn't make any sense that they should be completely exempt. Moreover, Mehol Duvad Kush Ksiv, it says Mehol Duvad Kush, that all the, look, Rashi explains, Mehol Duvad Kush means Shekiblo Lehem Purim, all people from this city to that city, all of Klal Yisrael, accepted upon themselves Purim. They sent these letters to everyone across the world, the Kaim Aleim, in order to fulfill the mitzvahs, in order to fulfill Purim. Even though it doesn't say Hodu Kush in this particular pasuk about reading Megillah, so the simple reading is that the letters were sent to everybody. It was everyone's obligation to keep it. So number one, they're Jewish, and number two is the actual events tell us that everyone had to keep Purim. So you can't tell me 15th, they don't read it all. Walled cities don't read it all. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So I'll grant you that the walled cities have to read. But still, you can't learn necessarily that they have to read on the 15th. Ema, make the following drasha. Say as follows. Prozim bar besa. Again, that's not arguable, that the 14th, the unwalled cities have to read on the 14th. But maybe you can learn from this that the mokfin, the walled cities, have to read bar besar. Uve chamesa, they have to read not only the 15th, but they also have to read on the 15th, 2 days. Kedichsev, yos osim es yom arbasa lechodesh adar, and you're supposed to make Purim on the 14th, ves yom chamisha asar mecholshon, and the 15th. Maybe this pasuk, which mentions both the 14th and the 15th, is talking to the walled cities that have to read on 2 days. Where it says, maybe that would have made sense, you have a ksiv es yom arbasa v'chamisha asar, kedichamris. If it said what the Gemara just suggested, then maybe you're right. The 14th and the 15th are lumped together as a unit. The word S comes upasuk and separates it. Hani bar besar, hani b'chamishasar. Es yom arbasar, this group is on the 14th. Ves yom chamishasar, and this group is on the 15th. So we can't suggest that the walled cities are going to read on 2 days. So, okay. Mar says, maybe you could learn as follows. Our Mema Prozim Bar Besar, maybe you could learn the 14th is on the side of the unwalled cities on the 14th again. That's definite. And Mokun, what's Allah with walled cities? Ibai Bar Besar, Ibau Bachamesar. Maybe they have the option. Okay, we said you can't say both days because it says S Arbasar, S Chamishasar. But maybe they should have the option. What's most convenient for them? They could either read on the 14th or read on the 15th. And still no conclusive proof that the Mokfin only read on the 15th. The Gemara says you cannot give them the option of the 14th or 15th, because we're going back to Pasuk we quoted on Amun Aleph, Amar Kra Bizman Nehem, on their times, which we said above, Zmano Shazeh Lo Zmano Shazeh, that this place is not like this place. The time of this city is not like the time of this city. So the unwalled cities can't read on the walled cities' days, and the walled cities can't read on the days of the unwalled cities. So he can't give the option, so kind of left as the 15th must be the day that the unwalled cities, the Pasuk tells me, is the 14th. What does that tell me about the 15th? The walled cities? It must be the walled cities must read on the 15th. Mara says, wait a second. Eimak b'tleisar, kishushan, eimak b'tleisar. So maybe they should read on the 13th. So Gemara says, you can't read on the 13th, because, right, look Rashi says in terms of the question. Rashi says, Ema mokvin bishloshasar. Maybe they should read on the 13th. Why? But doesn't the Pasuk say that people read on the 15th? V'kra dechsiv b'chamishasar. And that Pasuk which says you're supposed to read on the 15th, well, it's not referring to the unwalled cities, because the unwalled cities read on the 14th. That's talking about the Shushan Hudukaba. That 15th is for Shushan, as we call it Shushan Purim, Kiderch Sha'asu B'tesva B'shana Rishona. So the Gemara says, and maybe the suggestion is as follows. Prazim read on the 14th, Shushan reads on the 15th, and other walled cities read on the 13th. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. It says the Gemara, no, Kishushan, that the walled cities is going to be just like Shushan. Just like Shushan reads on the 15th, so too the other walled cities are going to read on the 15th. Right. Rashi says, "Umeshani kishushan." He explains, "Kevin de la ramiz lacha kasev zman ha-mokvin emasu." Since the pasuk has no indication of when walled cities read, Ashkan Shushan also tezvav, and we know from the psukim that Shushan celebrated on the tezvav. Mistavrisha also hayom shar lemokvin. It makes sense that that day, the 15th, was left over for other walled cities to celebrate as well. And that's the final drasha of the Gemara as to how we know that the walled cities read on the 15th. Gemara says, okay, Ashkan Asiya. This whole discussion above all makes sense in regards to the Asiya. What's the Asiya? So Rashi says, Ashkan Asiya. The Mishtav Yomtav Shetei Lefrozen B'Yudal Mokvim B'Tesvav. The Pasuk above that we said that the 14th was a day of celebration for Prozim is only with respect to Asiya, in terms of action, in terms of having a Mishtav, a Yomtav, in terms of eating and drinking. But Zechira says the Gemara, Minon, how do we know there's supposed to be a Zechira, a remembering? What's remembering? The Megillas Esther is the Zechira. No mention of Zechira, of the Kriyas Megillah. All we know right now of the 14th and the 15th is that the Mishtav of the unwalled cities is taking place on the 14th, and the walled cities take place on the 15th, known as Shushan. But how do we know anything about the Kriyas and Megillah? So Gemara explained, Minalon, how do we know this? Amar Kra, Vayomim Ha'ela, these days are Niskarim V'Ne'esin, says the two words next to each other, Niskarim Lashon Zechira, Nasin Lashon Asiya, Iskish Zechir Asiya, Zechira, which means Kriyas and Megillah, is now Mukash, connected, Hukash to Asiya. Just like Asiya, the unwalled cities on the 14th, and the walled cities on the 15th, so to the Zechira, so to Megillah is unwalled cities on the 14th, and walled cities on the 15th. Gemara continues down and says, Masnisin delo kiaitana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Brisa. What's the Brisa telling us? The Tanya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Krochen hamukvin chomas miyumos ha-chashverosh korin b'chamisha asar. The wall cities that were walled from the times of Achashverosh, they're the ones that read the 15th. Our Mishnah says we go from the walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. This price goes back to the times of Achashverosh. So my time is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Why does he think you go based on Achashverosh's time? Kishushan, just like Shushan. Ma Shushan, mukfas choma miyumos mechashverosh, recording b'chamishasar. Just like Shushan, which seems to be the model, goes back from the times of Achashverosh and reads on the 15th. Af kol shemukvas choma miyumos achashverosh, recording b'chamishasar. So do all other cities that are walled from the times of Achashverosh should be reading on the 15th. And this seems to be the most logical one because, of course, the story of Purim happened during the times of Achashverosh. Why would he go back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun? Seems to be completely irrelevant, Yeshua ben Nun, to the story of Purim. Achashverosh obviously is very relevant. So this price of Yeshua ben Karcha seems to make more sense. So the question is then, Tana Didan, our Mishnah, my time, and why does our Mishnah go back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun? So Gemara says, Yolif Prozeg Prozeg is a Gezer Shava of the words Prozeg. Ksiv Hach, it's written here in Megillas Esther, Akin HaYehudim HaProzim, the unwalled cities, it says Prozim. Uksiv Halsman, it's written there by Yeshua ben Nun. Levad Me'area Parze Harbe, Me'od, says the word Prozeg. Malahalan Mukfas Chomim Yeshua ben Nun, Afkan Mukfas Chomim Yeshua ben Nun. Just like there in the Pasuk in Yeshua, it's talking about walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so too through the Gezer Shav Prozeg Prozeg, it's referring to walled cities, even for the Megillah purposes, it goes back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So Bishma Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Lomar Katana Dan. We understand why Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, why he rejects our Mishnah and the reason for Mishnah, because the less prazi prazi, he does not have the gzeresha of prazi prazi. How not? So you look at Rashi, very important Rashi here. Rashi writes prazi prazi. Lo gamir gzereshava mirabe. He didn't have this mesora from his rebbe about this gzereshava. The ain adam done gzereshava miatzma elam kain kibla mirabo. Person does not have the authority to just create his own gzer shava. It's only if he heard it mesorah from his rabbi. Since Rabbi Shimon Karcha never heard the mesorah from his rabbi, he had to look elsewhere for another reason as to what time frame he used for the walled cities. So he found that Achashverosh was probably the best bet. Alatana Yidan, our Mishnah, my time alo amar Rabbi Shimon Karcha. Why did our Mishnah not learn like Rabbi Shimon Karcha? It seems very mistaber to use Achashverosh as the time of the walled cities. My time. The ha isle praze praze. What do you mean, why not? He has a gzer shava, that's why not. His gzer shava was much more powerful. It's a mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, much more powerful than Rabbi Shimon Karcha's seemingly logic, though. Marsa hachi kamar. This is what I mean to say. El shushan David kiman. What is shushan going to do like? Lo kiprazim lo kimokvin. So it can't be like either one. It can't be like the villages because it has a walled city. But it can't be like the times of Yeshua ben Nun, because the Shushan was not walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amri Lei Kidei. Others say it's really saying the name of Kidi. Kidi is a name of a Rav. What do they explain? Shiny Shushan. Shushan's different. Hol v'nasa b'nes. Since the nes, or the bigger nes, took place in Shushan, it had to be different. It had to stand out. So that's why we call it Shushan Purim. That's why it's on the 15th. Even though it's not really walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they still, it was considered separate and special because of the Nes. So therefore, we wanted to stick out. We put it on the 15th with the other walled cities. Okay, now the Gemara says, Bishma, this whole discussion, the Tanah Dinan, makes sense to our Mishnah. Hainu dechsiv medina medina v'ir v'ir. The Pasuk says, Kol medina medina v'ir v'ir. What does that mean? Every province and every city. Medina Medina tells me lechalik bein mukvan chomos mishur mukvas chomos mishur mimos achashverosh. Medina tells me what's one distinction we have to make between one Medina and the next Medina to tell me that we're distinguishing between cities that are walled from Yeshua ben Nun's time and walled cities from the times of achashverosh. That's one distinction. That's what we learn from Medina. And what's the word ear? But ear telling me non milchalik. That also coming to distinguish between bein shushan l'shay ayaros. These like different levels. So again, normally we think all walled cities are going to read on the 15th. Medina tells me, no, we're making a distinction. Only walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Then what's Irir coming to tell me? You would think, so any city that was not walled from Yeshua ben Nun should be reading on the 14th. Comes the Irir to tell me, no, there is one city named Shushan that's going to be different. That although Shushan should be reading the 14th, since it wasn't walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, it's going to be different also. We're going to put that on the 15th also. That's a second level, a second layer of distinction. That's why Medina, and then ear for ear. That all works for our Mishnah. El Rabbi Shub and Karcha, according to him, Bishlama Medina, L'chalik ben Shushan L'shah Yeros. That would make sense to make Shushan different than any other cities. El ear for ear, L'mayasa. All he has is one distinction. One distinction that he has is walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, walled cities from the times of Achashverosh, which is Shushan, and non-walled cities. That's the only distinction that he has. So what's the words v'ir v'ir coming to teach you? What's that coming to distinguish? So the Gemara explains, Amar l'cha Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, u'latana didan minicha. Does it make sense according to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah tells us, came into Islay prazi prazi, since we have the gzer shav prazi prazi, to tell me that we go all the way back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun, then the words medina l'amali, what do you need those words for medina? You don't need that distinction anymore, because you know the distinction of Yeshua ben Nun's times from the gzer shav prazi prazi. So now both people are pretty much equal, both Rabbi Shimon Karcha and our Mishnah have to deal with the words Medina. It's Ella Kra L'Drasha Hudasa. It's actually making a drasha, not a chiluk, but a drasha. Uch the Bishuban Levi. The drasha goes according to Bishuban Levi. The Asa Damer Bishuban Levi. Krach v'chol samach lo v'chol anirimo nidan kikrach. A krach, a city, and anything next to the city, and anything that appears a part of the city, any of the suburbs on the outskirts of the city will be nidam kikrach, will be like the city. So even though it might be really a small village because it's next to it, or it looks like it's next to it, it will be judged like the city itself. And therefore, look at Rashi towards the bottom, two lines up from the bottom. Nidon kekrach, he says, korim betesvav hasamach, avagav sheinu nira, nira, api sheinu samach, hachim farsha kaman. Gemara's going to explain scenarios, but it will be judged like the city itself. So if the city itself is walled, then these small villages, although not being walled, will be reading on the 15th, just like the big city it surrounds as well. Ad kama. So up until when? So Rashi says, ad kama chashalei samach. What's considered next to? Next to is pretty arbitrary. So the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yirmiya, Visema Rabbi Chiba Abba, Kim Machmasan leTeveria Mill. From the city of Machmasan to Teveria, which happens to be a mill, that distance. So within a radius of a mill all around the city, it's going to be included as part of the city. Gemara says, what do you mean? Lema Mill. Just say mill. Why mention from the city of Machmasan to Teveria? Just say, how much? A mill. To tell me, Hakamash Malam, this Shi'ura, the mill, Kamahavi, Kimachamas on the Tevera. How do I know how long a mill is? So, how do you describe it? It's a mile. What's a mile long? Well, you have to give a frame of reference. So, the frame of reference is from the city of Machmasan until Tevera, that distance, do the calculation, that's exactly what a mill is. Okay, so I think we should stop here, because this next Gemara goes well into the next daf. All right, so we'll stop here. Shkoich on the introduction to Megillah. Seems like a lot.